Next question is Janie, J-A-N-E, Warren, W-A-R-R-E-N, born 7/27/39. Today is the 21st. This is a oh man. This is an 85-year-old woman currently in hospice with end-stage heart failure. Patient was seen at home. She's sitting in a recliner. She states that she's short of breath at all times. Her O2 sat around 92 to 93% with a heart rate of 67. She's weak. She's tired. She has a 2-plus edema of the lower extremities. She has orthopnea, PND. Her blood pressure is stable, but is she's chronically fatigued, period. In the paragraph, she's using her O2 because she doesn't want to get worse, in quotation, but she's using her nebulizer on a regular basis. Her son, who's her caregiver, tells me that she's getting more and more short of breath. She requires help with getting out of her chair to the bed, which is 2 steps away. She also has PND and now becoming total ADL dependency for our family members and daughter-in-law to dress her and to help her with daily chores. Overall prognosis remains poor. She continues to do poorly. Her pedal edema is definitely worsening related to the right-sided heart failure. And increased Lasix is not going to help anything because I'm afraid it's going to make her more debilitated and cause more volume depletion and other issues. For this reason, patient will be kept on current basis. She was told that the lack of oxygen can cause pulmonary hypertension, pedal edema, and she was encouraged to use her O2 on a regular basis along with a nebulizer as needed. She promises to do so. Continues to be hospice appropriate, expected to do poorly. Thank you.